Today's daf is Chulin Daf Vav. And we are 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Heyo Midbeis Simen Niklaf. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Eliezer Yeshaya Ben Brach. So we're moving along in the beginning of Meseches Chulin, discussing the very first line of the Mesechta, Hakol Shoichten Ushchitasan Ksheir, specifically Hakol Lasuyemai. We saw six different pshatim amongst Amirah. Lasuye tome, lasuye kuti, lasuye mumur oichel neveilois liteyav, lasuye mumcha sheine muchsik, muchsik sheine mumcha. Additionally, the Gemara digressed a little bit, meinyin leinyin, very much ba'oise inyin, to talk a little bit about the lasuye kuti, to talk a little bit about the lasuye mumur oichel neveilois liteyav. Today's daf is going to go back to the lasuye kuti. In fact, today's daf is not just going to discuss kutim as it relates to shchita, but today's daf is an insight. It's a daf that requires an asterisk in terms of understanding klolei hashas, and that is, today's daf is going to give us the rest of the story in terms of how it is that Chazal treated the kutim. So I think it's kedai just to give a very brief introduction to the kutim. This is something that we've gone through b'chabura at length several times. We talked about it a little bit even here in the beginning of Meseches Chulin. But being that the primary topic of today's daf are the kutim and the historical placement of the kutim, it's kedai just to refresh our memory and Be'ezer Hashem, hopefully segue smoothly into the daf. So the Kutim were a group of people that were brought by Shalmaneser, king of Ashur, during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash from the land of Kuta to Eretz Yisrael. The background was Shalmaneser was the infamous king who had exiled the Aseres HaShvatim, and he felt that to leave the whole northern part of the country vacant was not smart. So he felt that he didn't want the Jews there, but at the same time, he had to replace them with other people. So he gathered people from different lands, like the Navi says, and he brought them there. One of the places from where he took people was from Kuta, and apparently they were a chashiva component of this group of people, to the point that all these people became known as the Kutim. Now, the Kutim came from different lands. They were pagans. They were oivdei avodah zarah. However, the Navi says that at some point, their lives started becoming at a point of great risk. Specifically, there were lions, this is very old school, that came and started eating people up. And they took it as a sign of from God. We're living in the land of the Jews, which means that we have to worship the God of the Jews. And they took it upon themselves to convert to Judaism. They became geir. Now, there was a big machloikis amongst the Tanoim and even later amongst the Amoraim, whether or not this geiris was a sincere geiris or was it not a sincere geiris. On the one hand, they were megayir, but then again, they only did it because they were afraid of the lions. So were they geiri emes or they were geiri arayis with an aleph? They were only geiri machmas yira, and as a result, it wasn't sincere. And it's for that reason, when you learn the sugis of kutim throughout Shas, it's always a little bit confusing, because in some sugis, the kutim are yira, in some sugyas they're not yidden, and always the first question you have to ask yourself anytime you see the word kuti, this man da amar, this braisa, this mishnah, this sugya, is it of the opinion that the kutim were geiri emes, in which case the kuti that we're talking about is a yid, or maybe it's of the opinion that they were geiri arayis, which means the kuti de jure is really not a yid, he's really in ein yehudi. Now, one thing is clear. Whether the Kutim were Geiri Emes or Geiri Arayis, to a very large degree, they did their own thing. Ad Kitidei Kach, they did their own thing. They actually fabricated and created their own little Messiah. It evolved to the point where, if you were going to generalize it from a high level, they said that we accept the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself at Har Sinai to all the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and that he appointed Moshe Rabbeinu as a shliach to be his messenger, and that the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Yidden was Misinai. However, only the Torah Shebiksav, and not the Torah Shebal Peh, which meant that from a pure customary perspective, the way the Kutin lived their lives, despite the fact that, according to many, they were Geri Emes, they were Yidden, but it was very, very different from the way that the rest of Klal Yisrael lived their lives, which puts the Kutim into another unique bucket. And that is a sect of Yidden that believed in the Torah Shebiksav and not the Torah Shebal Peh. The most notable of that sect are the Tzedukim and the Baisusim, and years later in the times of the Ga'inim and the Rishonim, Uberoshim, the Rambam, the Karoim. And that's why the Kutim, they come up in the sugis of Geiris, or the Geiri Emes, or the Geiri Arayas, and they also come up in the sugis of the people that were Makrish, the Torah Shebal Peh, because really that's another one of the hats that they infamously wore. So they're part of that group of Tzedukim and Baisus and Anan, the Kariyai, and they fall into that category as well. Just to mention two interesting nuances that relate to the Kutim. Number one, their Ksav is Ksav Ivri and not Ksav Ashuris. So we know that when the Torah was given the Chatchila, it was given B'Ksav Ivri. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph, Ruya Hoyse Ezra Shetinasin Torah Al Yadoi, Va'afal and Ezra was the one that introduced Ksav Ashuris, the Ksav the way we have it today. Well, the Kutim weren't Mekabel the Messiah from Ezra, and as a result, they still had what the Ksav was in this man of Bayis Rishon, and that's why they maintained, they always kept the Ksav Ivri. Another big point, which is going to feature in today's daf, that made the Kutim unique, is that they believed that the holiest city in Eretz Yisrael is not Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, but rather it's the area of Shechem. And the holiest place within the holiest city is not the Har HaBayis, it's not the Har HaMeiria, but rather it's Har Gerizim. And the reason they were even able to entertain such a possibility is because, as we discussed at length during the Yarchei Kala, the Torah doesn't mention anywhere Yerushalayim. The Torah doesn't mention anywhere the Har HaBayis. The Torah says that when you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a Mokum Asher Yifchar, and that place is going to be the place. Well, that's pretty open language. And the Kutim believe that being in Parshas Kisavai, Torah makes a very big deal about Har Gerizim and Har Evel. Har Gerizim is Har Bracha, and Har Evel is the mountain of the Klala. So they had this understanding that what is the Mokum Asher Yifchar? It's one of those two mountains that are featured very prominently in the end of Devarim, and specifically the Har Bracha, it's probably not the Har Klala, and that's why their Inyan was very much associated with Har Gerizim. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma Daf Samech Tes that at some point they built a proper temple on Har Gerizim that was destroyed by Alexander Mukden. This is, again, something that the Gemara talks about in different places. But the bottom line is, this is the very, very brief origin of the story of the Kutim. Now it's interesting. B'meshach HaDoros, as we're going to see in today's daf, the Chachamim got together and they decided that, I know for years we couldn't get along on this topic, were the Kutim Geirei Emes or were they Geirei Arayas? However, Nimnu V'Gamru, moving forward, a Kuti will no longer halakhically be considered a Yid. So that regardless of whether we took the position for 1,000 years that the Kutim were Geiri Emes, or whether we took the position they were Geiri Arayas, that was all heretofore. But moving forward, you want to know how we're going to treat the Kutim? We're for sure going to treat them like a Yehud. Now, at first glance, Kana Ben Shoyl, how could you do that? What does that even mean? If the Kutim are Yidden, they're Yidden. Now, after learning yesterday's daf, which, by the way, is the segue into today's daf, we can maybe hypothesize a little bit. Maybe, being that the Kutim were not behaving properly, they were probably Mechalei Shabbos Befarhesia. It's Yitachin that they were Mumer L'Avodas Keichavim. Could be they were even Mumer L'Chala Terekula. And we know all these people are Dinei Ka'ov De Keichavim. And that would be the simplest answer to explain how the Chachamim would have a Gerech to do something like this. And that's going to be the Pashas and the Gemara that we're about to learn. We're giving it away. Spoiler alert. But the point is, as we'll see, that's for sure what this Inyan was rooted in. But it doesn't satisfy the question. And the reason is because there are rayas from Shas that this, that the Kutim from Chulin Davav forward were treated like in the Yehudim was not just l'chumra, it was l'kula as well. We took away their status as a Yid 100% bein l'chumra, bein l'kula. This idea that a Mechal Shabbos b'farhesya is treated like an Ein Yehudi doesn't mean that all of a sudden he's a non-Jew, and if he wants l'chatchila to go eat nevel on Yom Kippur, this is something he can do. Because we know ben kachu ben kach kriyim banim, and we know afa pishachatu yisrael him, and of course it just means in certain areas of halacha we can't unfortunately treat him like a Yid, because you know he doesn't treat himself like a Yid, so what are you supposed to do? But at the same time, avada, you want to know if he's a Yid, he's a Yid. But the kutim were unique, because afilu lamando amar kutim geire yames, but they were treated no longer as Yidden, they were treated mamish 100% like Oiv de Kechavim, and that's Taka Pel. So the Marmakim to this is the Hilgich Sam Sofer, who said a Dover Pella. It's such a Dover Pella that we once mentioned that Rav Moshe Feinstein in Dibris Moshe writes one of his Shiurim. He says that he believes this is a Tois. It was written by a Talmud Toya. You have to be Moichikir. Rav Moshe used to do that often, Kiyodua. But the bottom line is Rav Moshe said that there's no way in the world that this is Emes. So what did Sam Sofer say? That in it elicited this hergish from Rav Moshe, can't even be true. He said that we know Chazal say that Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Now, what's the Makar to Hefker Bezdin Hefker? So the Gemara in Gittin brings two different Makaris. One of them is we learn it from the story of Ezra and Nehemiah. The Pasuk says that when the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael after 70 years of Golus Bavel, so it was Yontif and the Vachim. They weren't behaving like Yidden. And Ezra said that in 3 days, I want everybody to come to the town square and we're going to make a new bris, a new covenant, where once again we're going to renew our vows with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We'll bring Karbanos, the Paral and Davish Al Tzibur, and through that, we're going to somehow get ourselves out of this situation and we're going to be able to find favor again in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he made a threat, did Ezra. He said, V'chol ashalo yavi b'shloshes hayom, any person that doesn't come within 3 days, yachram kol rechushai, v'hu yibadal mikal ha-goyla. Says the Gemara, Ezra said that whoever doesn't come in 3 days, I'm going to take away all his money. Has Ezra ever a right to take away all his money? Oh, you see from here, hefker bezdin hefker. So the Hilchos Sam Sofer said that read the next words of the Pasuk. Yachram kol rechushai v'hu yibadal mikal ha-goyla. So Pasha means v'hu yibadal mikal ha-goyla. We're going to deport you, right? That's what it sounds like. It sounds like we're going to revoke your citizenship. It sounds like we're going to be pirish you from the tzibur. But Tzedek Sam Sofer, no. V'yubadu mikal ha-goyla means literally. And just like you see from this pasuk that Ezra, any bezdin on the level of Ezra, has an ability to be mafka somebody's nechasim, he also has the ability to take that person and be mavdalim mikal ha-goyla and say that even though you're a Yid, we're not going to treat you like a Yid anymore. And that, Tzedek Sam Sofer, is what happened in Chulin Davav. And he says, u'bezem miyushev kushis ha-taisus yontif, he's the one who's very matmiya, how in the world this was even possible. And this is the way you can understand what's going on over here. That Chulin Davav, this idea that Nimnu Vigamru, that the Kutim should no longer be treated like Yidden, this was something that was done based on the same exact license that gave the Chachamim to employ a Hefker Bezdin Hefker, which of course is a Halacha Revacha B'Yisrael. Now, our Chabura, when we were in Eretz Yisrael a few months ago, we actually visited the Kutim. Believe it or not, there's still a Sheres HaPlate of them, not many. Miut HaKamus and Miut HaEchus, as we saw. But they're still Drengzich out there, and on some level, they hold on to the Messiah. It's a fascinating visit. But either way, on that note, with just, again, the briefest version of the introduction to the Kutin, we begin another daf here in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin. All these dafin require asterisks, but specifically Chulin Davav, which has literally cosmic ramifications in terms of Farshteing, Abyssal Besser, all the different Gemaras that talk about the Kutin. On that note, Zok the Gemara, Simin Niklaf, Amr Rab Chanin, Amr Rab Yaakov Aridi, Amr Rab Yeshua Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara. By the way, we should be getting the hang of this by now. What's the Simin Niklaf? Right, what's the Simin? So it's for the four Amayroim that were just mentioned. The Nun is Rab Chanan. The Kuf is the Kuf from Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. The Lamed is the Lamed of Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. And the Fey is the Fey of Bar Kapara. Which, by the way, from the fact that Ravina Ravashi want us to remember who these Amayram are, you see, number one, names matter. We know that. Additionally, see, even the middlemen matter. But either way, Amar Rab Chanan, Amar Rab Yaakov Bar Idi, Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishum bar Kapara. Rabbi Gamliel the Beizdinoi. Rabbi Gamliel in his Bezin Nimnu al Shechita Skuti Vasrua. They said that even though the Mishnah says Hakol Shechten, and we mentioned the Brisa already twice, Hakol is the Rabbi Skuti, and we know Abai V'Rava learned it up in the Mishnah Gufa. But the bottom line is, even though really Shechita Skuti should be Mutter in some instances L'Chatchila, in some instances only B'di'evet, but Rabbi Gamliel the Beizdinoi got up and they said that from this point forward, Vasrua, it's going to be awesome. Now, as a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, who this Rabbi Gamliel is. So we know not all Rabbi Gamliels are the same person. There's Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken, there's Rabbi Gamliel the Yavna, and then there's also Rabbi Gamliel Benoy Shrabi Yehuda Anasi. Rashi says this Rabbi Gamliel is Rabbi Gamliel Benoy Shrabi Yehuda Anasi, who's usually not referred to as Rabbi Gamliel Stam. Number one, he's not mentioned that often in Shas. And when he is, he's Rabbi Gamliel Benoy Shrabi Yehuda Anasi. He's mentioned in a Mishnah in Ovis. He's the one that says, Tosfos quotes it, Yofa Torim Derech Eretz Sheyegi Eshnei Mishkachas Ofen. That's from the few members we know for Rabbi Gamliel Benoy Shrabi Yehuda Anasi. But Tosfos says it's not Mistaber that Stam Rabbi Gamliel would be that Rabbi Gamliel. Therefore, Tosfos says, I believe this is the Rabbi Gamliel the Yavna. Either way, again, from a history perspective, it really matters, by the way, which Rabbi Gamliel this is. But regardless, as the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Dinoi, with Nimnu, and they said, Shechitas Kuti is going to be us. Amalei, Rabbi Zeidu, Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. So again, Rabbi Chanan said, Nebri Yaakov Aridi, said, Nebri Shuv Levi, who said, Nebri Kapara. But one of the Maestrim of this Memra is Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. So Rabbi Zeira, the great Amora, heard this, and he turns to Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, and he said, Shema lo yishama Rebbe, ela b'she'en Yisrael imed al gabav. So again, you heard this from Rabbi Shoben Levi, from Bar Kapara. Rebbe, I guess he was his Rebbe, he says, you probably heard this only when there's no Yisrael imed al gabav. Meaning, avad if there's Yisrael imed al gabav, then there's no reason that a kuti shchita shouldn't be a good shchita. Nor vas, b'chai gavna, when there's no Yisrael oimed al gabav, then it's not going to be okay. Which is mistaber that that's the way it should be. Now, in our Mishnah, we saw, and in the Braisa, that there could be a possibility, even if there's no Yisrael oimed al gabav, for shchita skuti to be mutter. How so? Eichel kezayis, right? There's an etzah. But what Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin knocked out was probably that. That in the event that there's no Yisrael Eimed Al Gabav, that's when it's not okay. Amalei, so Rabbi Yaakov Aridi heard Rabbi Zeira's suggestion. He told him, Dami Haimer Rabbanu Kloy Gemiri Inchi Shmaita, you sound like this is your first day in yeshiva. You sound like you never heard halacha anymore. He says, why? It's such a ridiculous suggestion to think that Rabbi Gamliel was knocking out Kishen Yisrael Eimed Al Gabav. Why? Because he said, Kishen Yisrael Eimed Al Gabav Lemeim Rabbi. Right? If there's no Yisrael Eimed Al Gabav, it's poshut that Shchutus Kuti is not going to be okay. And it's for that reason, if Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinoi were mechadish something, what were they mechadish? They must have been mechadish even if there's Yisrael Eimed Al Gabav. Meaning, they said, even though up until this point, Hakol Sheichten was the Rabbi Skuti, but moving forward, the Shechit of a Kuti, even if he throws Eimed Al Gabav, we know he's doing everything 100% okay, it's still not going to be good. So the Gemara says, Kibla Minei, Oloi Kibla Minei. Was Rabbi Zeira Mekabel, Rabbi Yaakov Aridi's understanding or not? In other words, there was a Mesoira that Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinoi would Nimnu Al Shechitas Kuti Vasrua. Rabbi Zeira wasn't sure if this was like 100%, that's it? A Kuti can never Shecht, or maybe it's only when there's no Yisrael Eimed Al Gabav. Rabbi Yaakov Aridi said, come on, it's Pashit, he meant it, even when there's Yisrael Eimed Al Gabav. But we don't know what Reb Zeira's reaction was. Was he Mekabel or was he not Mekabel? So the Gemara says, I can bring you a right. Toshmat. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Amar Rav Asi, in the name Rav Asi, Ani Rav Isi, Yis Rav Yoichanan, Ais Rav Yoichanan, Shachal Meshchita Skuti, that he ate from Shchita Skuti. So again, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is quoting Rav Asi, who's a Talmud Rav Yoichanan. He says, Ani Rav Isi, Yis Rav Yoichanan. I saw the great Rav Yoichanan, and he was eating from a Shchita Skuti. Va'af Rav Asi, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, oh, by the way, Rav Asi himself, Achal Meshchita Skuti. He ate from Shchita Skuti. Now, Vatoy, but Rav Zeira heard about this. He heard what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said. And that is that Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Asi both ate from Shchut Eskuti. And he said as follows. What was the pshat they did it? I mean, Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinoi when Nimnu v'gamru Shchit Eskuti is Asura. So why did they do it? This was what was bothering him. And he had two possibilities. Lo Yishmieluhu. Did they not know that Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin had knocked out Shchit Eskuti? Di Avishmieluhu have a makab. Because had they known about it, they for sure would have been makabal. Or maybe they knew about it. But they just were mekabelit. I mean, they said, I am aware of the fact Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin did this, but whatever. We're not mekabel the psak. Mechitesi, this is something that we have to be mekabel. And the Gemara says, Hos dar poshel nafshe. After Reb Zeira pondered this question, he was poshet the shayla. He said, mistaber the shmiel dovele kiblu. It's mistaber that they knew about it, but they weren't mekabel. Meaning not that they didn't know about it, and had they known about it, they would have been mekabel. So he's all the title of shmiel. Because if you're going to tell me that they didn't know about it, we have a shmiel, we'll have a mekabel, but had they known about it, they would have how could something like this even have happened? We know that Kodesh Baruch Hu protects even Behemten Shal Tzadikim. Who is the Tzadik? Rashi says the Chamor of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, which the Gemara is going to talk about, by the way, in tomorrow's daf. But that's where the whole story is. But the bottom line is, Kodesh Baruch Hu protects Behemten Shal Tzadikim. So certainly the Tzadik himself would be protected. So Rav Zeira said it must be. The only way I can make sense of how it's possible Rabbi Yechanan and Rav Asi would have eaten from a Shechitas Kuti, it's probably because they heard about Rabbi Gamliel's psak, but they weren't mekabel. Because if the pshat was they didn't know about it, but had they known about it, they wouldn't have done it. That means klapi them. This is an iser. There's no way HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been mesave for them to do an iser, because hashta behemten shel tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevet hakol ha'yodam tzadikim atzmo lai koshke. Now, tain is the Gemara like this, a little cheshbon. If isokadai techloi kiblamine. Now, if you're going to tell me that Rav Yaakov Aridi told Rav Zeira that I want you to turn over Gamliel's bez then knocked out Shechitas Kuti legamri. Not like Reb Zeira thought that maybe it was only Kishen Yisrael Lemi Lagab. So if you're going to tell me that Reb Zeira was not Mekabel there, meaning Reb Zeira retained his opinion, and that is that the only time, maybe, Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin said Aser is Kishen Yisrael Oymed Agabav. So what bothered him so much about what Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, and that is Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Asi both ate from Shechitas Kuti, and he had this whole Chakira, Vishnile, he could have answered for himself, Kan Kishen Yisrael Oymed Agabav, Kan Kishen Yisrael Oymed Agabav, that the takon of Rabbi Gamliel was Kishen Yisrael Lemid Agabav, and I'm sure the Maisa Shoya Kachay with Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Asi was when there was Yisrael Lemid Agabav. Ella laugh from the fact that he didn't say that, and even though we had two tzadim, but that wasn't one of them. So you see that that never even entered his mind that it's being a possibility. Shma mina kibla mina shma mina must be that he was mekabel what Rabbi Yaakov Aridi said, and that's Rabbi Gamliel Beidina knocked out Shechitas Kuti 100%, even if there's a Yisrael that's being Oymed Agabav, and that's why he was very bewildered what went on over here, and he figured it must have been one of two things. Either Rabbi Yechon Rav Asi weren't mekabelit, or they just didn't know about it, and he said, Mistabra de Shmiel uvelay kibluah, because hashta behemten shal tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevet hakol al yadon tzadikim atzman loy kol shkein. Either way, what emerges from this first Gemara in today's daf is that Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinai made a takana that Shechitas Kuti is aser. And even though hakol shaychten is l'Rabbi Kuti, that's the way it was. But moving forward from Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinai, whether it's Rabbi Gamliel Benoit Rabbi Yudah Nasi or it's Rabbi Gamliel de Yavna, nafkamina historically when this happened, but the bottom line is that that was a takana of Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinai, says the Gemara. Umay taima gazrabu rabban. What was the pshat? Why did they do this? Like, I don't know, Medina de Mishnah, it sounds like a kuti is a lad of shech. And by the way, why is a kuti a lad of shech? Because kutim gei reyemes. Good. Yisrael leimed al gabav, only then lechatchila. Beseder. But the bottom line is, he's not completely disqualified from shechting because he's a yid. So what changed? And what would have triggered that all of a sudden there's a whole hashkofa chadosha of how we're suddenly going to view the kutim? So the Gemara says that it was predicated by a maisa shahaya. Kihad Rab Shimon ben Elazar. And it began with Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Shadri Rab Meir, lasuye chamra bibekutai. Rab Meir, who was Rab Shimon ben Elazar's rabbi, sent the Tam Rab Shimon ben Elazar to go to buy wine from the kutim. Ashkechei Ahu Saba. And he was on his way to the kutim, and all of a sudden he encountered Ahu Saba. By the way, we're going to get into this in the raid, but this is where Tosfos famously says, Yesh mefarshim dechol mokim shehu maskir Ahu Saba hu Eliyo. But the bottom line is the Gemara says, Ashkechei, a little shout out to Lag Ba'imer there, Ayin Shem. But again, we'll get back to this. So he, Reb Shimon Alasner, bumped into Ahu Saba. And Ahu Saba told him a pasuk. He said that Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishlei, the samto sakim biloyecha in bal nefesh ata. He told him that if you're a bal nefesh and you're someone that's careful with what it is that you eat, then you should take a knife and you should put it inside your mouth. In other words, don't eat. That was basically, loyecha, Rashi says, is your cheeks. But you should put a sakin in your mouth cheek area, meaning he was telling him, you're going to buy wine here from the Kutim, this is something that you shouldn't do. So Halak Rav Shimon Elazar. So Rav Shimon Elazar went back, he told Rameyer what he heard from Ahu Saba, the Gozer Aleihem. And when Rameyer heard that, he made exactly. The Gemara says, my time, meaning Ahu Saba must have told Rav Shimon Elazar more than just a pasuk in Mishlei. He probably explained himself a little bit. So what was the explanation? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, this is what he told him. D'mus yoyna matzu lehen b'roish ha'grizim shayo ivden oisa. What Ahu Saba told him was, he says that there was a d'mus of a yoyna, a getchka, a vayda zara, that was found on the top of ha'grizim. Why ha'grizim? That's their mokam asher yivchar. And on the top of ha'grizim, they found this d'mus yoyna. They were being oived it, which means they're oived the vayda zara. Okay, what, everyone was being oived the vayda zara? They all lived on ha'grizim. Ha'grizim is their ha'ramiriyah, la'avdol. But what, that's where they all are? Marcel Ramey l'tameh. The reason Ramey acted upon this is because Ramey's l'shitasi d'chayesh l'miyuta. Because he's chayesh l'miyuta. Because once he saw that there were miyut of kutim that were being oived by the zara, see, he said, I don't hold call the parish meruba parish. I'm chayish l'miyuta. So every single kutim might be an oived by the zara, and as a result, he said, we have to knock out the whole chevra. Right? That's basically what happened. Incidentally, if you take a look at the second Tosfos on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, this is also a famous Tosfos. Dibra Maschel Beroish HaGrizim, Tosfos says, B'medrash Yeshi Avodas Koychovim Shehitmin Yaakov Tachas Ha'ilah Bahar Shechem. So you remember, we went through this in the Chumashir, that after the whole story of Shechem, before Yaakov Avinu starts continuing to travel, so he takes the Avodah Zara from the brothers, they had taken it from Shechem, and he hid it underneath a tree into the Baim. And this was the Avodah Zarah, it was a Demus Yoyna, this is the rest of the story. The Kutim, some of them had found it, they were worshipping it, and now all of a sudden this Mumal Avodah Zarah, we saw in yesterday's Daf Tufta, the Rav Anon Tufta, that a Mumal Avodah Zarah has a din of a guy, it's only a Miyat, what, they're all being over it? Ramei L'shitasa, he was Chayish L'miyuta, and that's why he knocked out the whole chevra. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel, Ubeistinoi nami kremeir svilu. Rabbi Gamliel and their bezin also held like kremeir. That what? Wechayesh limi yuta. And it's for that reason they were also nimna vagamru. The same psak of Rameir, Rabbi Gamliel, Ubeistinoi issued as well, based on the fact that, again, they also were makabel wechayesh limi yuta. Once they found the tmus yoyne, they knew there was already trouble, says the Gemara. So, Ahu Saba quoted a pasuk in Mishle, Vesamta Sakim Belayecha Imbal Nefesh Ata. By the way, if you're not sure that the pasuk is a Mishle, or maybe using like a Bamber Gemara, we don't see it on the side of the Gemara, Rashi tells you. Rashi says, Dibra Maschel Vesamta Sakim Belayecha Pasuku Besefer Mishle. We're not going to go into this, but I am Benetzut Zayar for Rabbi Rufin Margolis, who explains why Rashi felt he had to tell you it's a pasuk in Mishle. Every time there's a pasuk in Tanakh, Rashi doesn't tell you where the pasuk is. Sometimes he does, right? But either way, says the Gemara, Pashti the Grub and Maiksev. So if you want to know Pashup Shan in this pasuk, what exactly is it referring to? Meaning, what is the Pshutei Shal Mikra of this pasuk? Vesamta Sakim Belayecha Imbal Nefesh Ata. Says the Gemara, but Tamar Yoshel Fnei Rabbi. The Pashup Shan is, it's referring to a Talmud HaYoshev Lifnei Rabbi. The Tanu Reb Chiya, Reb Chiya taught in a Braisa, and really, in order to appreciate this, the Gemara now is going to quote the Pasuk before it as well. So the Pasuk right before Vesamta Sakim Belayecha Mal Nefesh Ata says, Kiseyshev Lilchaim Es Moishel Bin Tovin Es Asher Lefanecha, and then it says, Vesamta Sakim Belayecha in Bal Nefesh Ata. Said Reb Chiya in a Braisa, this is Pashup Shan in this Pasuk. If a Talmud sitting with his Rebbe, he has a kasha on something the Rebbe is saying, and he knows that if he asks him the kasha, there's a good chance the Rebbe is going to have it to answer. Bin, Rashi says, Shaal, you should ask the question. V'imlav, but let's say you think there's a good chance you stumped your Rebbe. Tovin es hashel lefanecha, v'samto sakin b'loyecha. Then what you should do is, you should not ask him the question, but rather you should go put the proverbial knife inside your mouth and show some restraint and don't ask a question that you know he's not going to be able to come up with. Rather, what should you do? Tovin es hashel lefanecha. Try to figure it out on your own. Meaning, you should do that. Now, the pasuk continues and says, Imbal nefesh ata, right? These are the last words of the pasuk. Proish heimenu, meaning if you're a bal nefesh and you want a rebbe who knows how to answer questions, then they'll go find another rebbe. So there's an Indian, a bal nefesh, who eats certain things and he shouldn't learn, you know, from a rebbe that's not going to know how to answer his questions. But the bottom line is, that's the safer of the pasuk, Imbal nefesh ata. Now, where do you see proish heimenu? Imbal nefesh ata, Those are the last words. Preshemenu. So if you take a look at the third Tosfos on the Amud, Tosfos says it's referring to the next pasuk. So v'samta sakim b'le'echem al nefesh ato. The next pasuk is al tisav l'mata moisav hu lechem k'savim. Don't eat his lechem. What we're trying to say is preshemenu. But either way, this is the way you read the pasuk. Ki says shev lilchaim es moishel. If you're sitting down, lilchaim to right. Is that milashim l'cham or is milashim breaking bread? But either way, ki says shev lilchaim es moishel. If you're sitting down with your rebbe. Bin, ask, but that's only if you think he's going to be able to answer the question. If you think he can't, tovin es hashel lefanecha, which goes right into the next pasuk, v'samto sakim b'loyecha, and control yourself. And in bal nefesh ato, al tisal l'mata maisa, which goes into the following pasuk, there you should go ahead and you should do your own things. Dr. Gemara, another maisa, ome inyan le'inyan ba'isin, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef, shadri rabavo, lasuyi chamri be'kutai. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef was sent by rabavo, to buy wine from the Kutim. Ashkech Ahusaba. And again, he bumps into Ahusaba. Amale. So Ahusaba told Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef, don't buy wine here. Less kan Shemrei Torah. There's no Shemrei Torah over here. And because there's no Shemrei Torah, so I don't think you should buy any wine. Halach Rabbi Yitzchak v'sipi dvarim l'fnei Rabavo. So Rabbi Yitzchak went and he told Rabavo what he heard. Halach Rabavo v'sipi dvarim l'fnei Rabami Rabasi. Rabavo went and he repeated what he heard to Rabami Rabasi. V'loizazu misham. They literally didn't get up. Atchasam oivdei koychavim gemurim. Until they turned them in to oivdei koychavim gemurim. Right? They knocked them out, says the Gemara. When we say that Rav Amir of Asi's Bezden made the Kutim into Goyim Gemurim, what do we mean? Ila Shechit V'yayin Nesech. Doesn't mean regarding Shechit V'yayin Nesech. Sok to Gemara. Mehasam. Gazru Bu Rabbanon. Didn't it happen already? It happened by Rav Meir. It happened by Rabbi Gamliel Ubeis Dine. Which, by the way, if it's Rabbi Gamliel Benoish Rav Yehuda Nasi, so that's after Amir. If it's Rabbi Gamliel de Yavna, then it's way before Rameir. But either way, this is something that for sure goes back to Rameir, and like Tosfos, it goes back a few days even prior to that. So what's Rabbi Avo doing the same thing? So the Gemara says, Inu Gazer, it's true. The Tanam had already made this gzera above like Kiblu Minai. The Kutim was such a part of the fabric of the Jewish landscape that it was a gzera that the tzibur wasn't able to be mekabel. They weren't mekabel the gzera. So it's true, yeah, the choshev and tzaddikim that did it. Reb Meir, Reb Gamliel, right? To name a few, but it didn't matter. This wasn't something they were mekabel. Also Reb Amir Rabasi, where Reb Amir Rabasi came around, then already Gazru, they made the gzera in Tzveitamol, the kibla meinayu, and they were mekabel. By the way, one diak that jumps off the page here a little bit, and that is that when Ahusaba met Rav Shimon Elazar, this is a few generations earlier, and he told him, don't buy wine from the Kutim. So what did he tell him? He told him, Dmus yoyna matzul lehem b'roish ha-grizim shoye oivdim. And it was Mavu in the Gemara that it was only a meal, then it's Rav Meir, and Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dina, they're chayesh l'miyuta. By Rabbi Avo's times, you see the situation had devolved to the point. What did he tell him? He told him, Leis kan shemrei Torah. Here, the Olam is no sheiches. At this point already, they have their own issues. And there was the Yeridas HaDeiris going on there. And he said, this is not something you want anything to do with. But the truth is, Enchinami, this takana had started way back when, but it wasn't until the times of Amir Ravasi that it was cemented 100% to the point with Klai Yisrael and Mekabel on them, that the Kutim are not going to have a din of a Yid. And as we mentioned, in the introduction, this is not only we're going to treat them like a mumma l'chala terikula. No, this is bein l'hakka, bein l'hachme, v'hu yibadol mekala goyla. They were knocked out 100% from Yiddishkeit. Now, the Gemara said that Rav Amir Rav Asi's Bezdin loizazu misham ad sha'asam uvdei kechavim gemurim. Now, it meant shchita, it meant yayin esach, because even though these takanas had been made earlier, but like kiblu. But the lashon of uvdei kechavim gemurim, right, agoy gomer, it sounds like it's more than just that. So what does it mean that they were mamish goyim gemurim? May oivdik echavim gemurim. Amr Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak said it's negei hilchas erevin. Levatel reshus felitein reshus. So this is where chulin meets erevin. So just a very, very quick background to this halacha. We're familiar with the concept of eruvei chatzeres. Eruvei chatzeres means that if you have a whole bunch of people that live in a cul-de-sac that opens up into the same chatzer, the only way you're allowed to carry from your house to the chatzer, from the chatzer to your house, from one house to another house, is if you make a ruvi chatzeris. The reason is because your house is owned only by you, and the chatzer is owned by everyone. It's mishutefes, and as a result, the chatzer klap of the house looks like a rishus harabim, and gzeira atu haitza, and maver dalanamas b'shus harabim, they make gzeira. So what's the workaround? What's the aid? So you make a ruvi chatzeris. By making ruvi chatzeris, we all become shutfin and everything, and as a result, it works. Now, the halach is if one person is not mishtatif to the ruvi chatzeris and knocks out the entire eruv. The kula. The kula was that if that one person wasn't mishtatif and it's even Shabbos already, there's an eitzah. You could always be mevatel your shus or give your shus b'matan. But Chazal said that only works for a yid, it doesn't work for a guy. If you want a guy to be mishtatif, he can't. He can't be mishtatif in the Erev. He can't be mevatel his rishos. He can't be nice in his rishos. What you have to do is you have to be soicher his rishos. You would have to rent it from him. And the reason Chazal did this is the Gemara in Perek Hadar. It's because we didn't want Yidden to be living amongst Umas Olam. So they thought that if you can't make an Erev, when there's a guy living in the Chatzah, this is a good way to make sure that Yidden are going to live amongst themselves. But either way, when we say that Lo yizazim yisham machasam avdik chavim gemurim, you know what it means? Lo mi baya shchita, lo mi baya yayin nesnech. But in addition to all that, what it also means is with regards to the laws of Erevin. And now the Gemara is going to bring a braisa that just depicts this. Uki detayin, we learned to the braisa. Yisrael mumer, Yisrael, that's a mumer mishamish about the b'shuk. Who's mishamish about the b'shuk? Meaning, he's a shem mishabes b'far hesi, but he's not a shem mishabes b'tzino. Mevatul rishos v'noisin rishos. He can be mevatul rishos, he can be noisin rishos. He's included in these laws of bittul. But let's say he's a mechalul Shabbos even b'far hesi, meaning even b'shuk he's not shem Shabbos. Ain't mevatul rishos v'noisin rishos. He can't be mevatul rishos. He can't be noisim rishos. Mnei amru Yisrael noisim rishos and mevatel rishos. Uva oive keichavim at sheyiskar kates. I'd had his bittul and his sinus rishos work. Amale rishusi knuya lecha. Rishusi mevutelis lecha. Konavein etzarch list, guys. Just by saying those words, it works. You don't need a kinyan. It only works for a yid. It doesn't work for a guy. And that's this inyan that they turned the mimtav to keichavim gemurim. Even with regards to that halacha exhale. So really, this is the midpoint. Second part of the daf will go a little quicker, but this is the midpoint of the daf from the standpoint that this is where the Gemara concludes its discussion of the Kutim and what's the big neufich that comes out of Chulin Davav, Tzindritimul. It's this idea, it's this inyan that even though the Kutim historically were the subject of controversy and debate, whether they were Geri Emes or they were Geri Arayas, but Rabbi Gamliel Ubeiz Dinoi, Rabbi Meir Ubeiz Dinoi, Rabbi Amir Rabasi Ubeiz Dinam, they went ahead and they were geyser and they said that the Kutim are going to have a din of Oivde Kechavim and they're going to be Oivde Kechavim Gemurim. It's true for Shechita, it's true for Yayin Nesech, it's true even for the Rabban and the Gehalach is a bitl Rishos as it relates to Erevin. And as we mentioned, it could be it was true, Bein Lechumra Ubein Lekula. So even though in the Sugi Alein it's Mavur, this sounds more like Yisrael Mumr de Gehalachis, right? The whole sugi is shreiz Yisrael Mumerdik. But if you go through the sugi a little bit better, you see it's more than that. Either way, zok de Gemara. So now we're going to have a little bit of a digression, which we'll see is Me inyan le inyan ba'is inyan. Reb Zeira of Rav Asi iklu le pundika de yoy. Reb Zeira of Asi, they were once in a pundik, like a bread and breakfast, in the city of Yoy. Aisu le kamayo beitzim ha-mitzumakis b'yayin. They served breakfast, and it was eggs that had been roasted, and it was mixed with wine. This is old school. Everything was with wine, right? Ayin the red bites and the Masechtas Avodah Zarah. This is when water wasn't sanitary, and scotch hadn't been invented yet. But the bottom line is, everything had wine. This is a breakfast for champions. Regardless, I see the kamayu beitzim amitzu makris b'yayin. Something more Reb Zeira lo yochal, Reb Asi yochal. Reb Zeira didn't eat it, and Reb Asi ate it. Amalei Reb Zeira Reb Asi. So Reb Zeira turned to Reb Asi and said, "Lechayish malu taruvas demai." He says, "How are you eating this? Don't you know there's a little bit of wine inside of it?" And person that owns this kretschmer here is an Amma Aretz, and if he's an Amma Aretz, he's Choshen HaMaisris, and if he's Choshen HaMaisris, the wine is Demai. So if that's the case, how you let it eat this? So the Gemara says, Omale, Rav Asi told Reb Zeira, Lava Datoi. So I'll be honest with you, Lava Datoi, I didn't chap. You know what, I didn't make the cheshbin. You're saying very good. So Reb Zeira heard this. Reb Zeira was very disappointed. Reb Zeira said, "Efshe gozral tarovis demaya umastayim bilsti Reb Asi lemeichel isur." Is it possible that this really would have been a problem? And why would it have maybe not been a problem? Because it was a tarovis of demaya. But is it possible that a tarovis of demaya is aser And Rav Asi would have came to eat it. And this is the second time we have it in today's daf. Hashto behemton shel tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodom tzadikim atzman loy koshkein. How could it be? Via zayitus meglich hazazah. It can't be. So the Rav Zera said, I'm positive. I'm working backwards. I know the answer. I just have to figure out what the source is. It must be that this is not my, and the reason is because it's a taruvus. And we know in a taruvus things are more kuludik, and it must be the whole demai is a derabbanan. Now, again, just to set this up a drop better, we know that as much as demai is something that was instituted by the chachamim, but akal and shebet demai, that's the opening words of mesachtes demai. What does that mean? We're very maker when it comes to demai. And the reason is because Chazal said they were boidik and they figured out roiv ami or it's really used to give maaser. It was only a miut. Chazal were chayish lemiuta, right? Second time today's daf, but the bottom line is, being that it was only a dirabana, it was only a chash, you find a lot of kula. So in a taruvus, maybe there's a makam lahaka. Reb Zera surmised just from the fact that he saw Reb Asi eat this breakfast, that must be the halacha. And he said, I'm going to go find the source. Nafik Reb Zera. So Reb Zera went out, dog, he was medayik, the ashkach, and lo and behold, yagati matzasi tamin. He found this makar, and his makar is a brisa, the tanya. If somebody buys wine from an ama aretz, and the reason he bought it was to put inside his murias. Murias is fish brine. Rashi says, aluntis is potion balaz or pizotion balaz. Again, some sort of food that has in it a taruvis of wine. Karshinim, or if somebody bought karshinim, that's Michael Behema, lasis mem tchinim, to grind it and to make it into some gemishachts. Adashim, lentils, lasis mem resisin, again, to mash it up and put it in taruvis with a whole bunch of things. Dalach is chay mishum demai. In all these situations, you have to give meiser, meaning you have to treat it like demai. So you bought yayin to put into murias or aluntis, or you put karshinin to make from it chinim or adasha to make from it resisa. I don't care that you're going to make a taruvas out of it. If one of the ingredients is bought from an amaretz and it's demai, sechai mishum demai. They ain't tzarech lemishum vadai. That's poshid if it's not a shayla of demai. You know for sure no one gave meisers for that. For sure you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. They ain't atzmon stating that. If somebody would buy the taruvas itself, you'd go to a takeout store and you would buy the aluntis ready made, you'd buy the murias, you'd buy the tchinim, and you'd buy the resisin. You buy it by Sherusham, well, in that case, mutarim, it's going to be mutar. And the reason is, b'nei shein taruvis, v'il, it being that it's taruvis, and there's no aloch of demai when it comes to the rufs. There is a mefurish b'raisa. So you see that if I buy it in an oifen of taruvis, it's going to be okay. Now, what's the nuance you see over here? If I buy it as an ingredient, then I make it into a taruvis, it's chal d'chi of demai when I bought the ingredient. But if I got it as a taruvis, when it came into my possession, it was already, but taruvis is no problem. That's what happened with the maiso with Rav Asi. He says, ah, Baruch Hashem, I knew it. There's no way in the world that Rav Asi ever could have been victim to such a need. But the Gemara says, goes well, taruvis, demai. Is that true that Chazal were not goyzer on a taruvus of demai, right? That's the maisa shayik hachay with Rav Asi, and this is the brisa. Freik to Gemara, how could that be? Vatanya, we're going to the brisa. Noisel shchentoy isa lefoy. So if somebody gives his neighbor, shchentoy is a woman, and she's also an ama ores. So if somebody gives his shchentoy isa do lefoy to beg, v'kteiru levasho, or do me a favor, I have this k'teira, can you go ahead and cook something? She doesn't have to be worried for the sa'ar and the tavlin that's inside of it, right? Sa'ar is the sourdough, the tavlin are the spices. You don't have to be worried that maybe she put her ingredients in it and it's shvias, the ingredients, which is also bachila or meiser, which obviously, or if she didn't give meiser, that would be the problem. You don't have to be worried about this. But if he told her, if he said, do me a favor, I want you to go ahead and I want you to put your ingredients inside of it. Chayshish l'sa'ar v'tavlin shabbat. Then he does have to be concerned. Mishum shvias u'mishum meiser. That's something that's going to be an issue. What do you see from here? That if he tells, if he stam gives her the food and says bacon, you don't have to be worried that she put her ingredients inside of it because it's my ingredients. If, however, he tells her put your ingredients, then you have to be concerned. Mishum shvias u'mishum meiser. Why are you worried about meiser? It's a taruvus. By the time you get it, it's just an ingredient. You're worried about the sa'ir and the tavlin. These are ingredients. So if they're ingredients, there should be no issue. So the Gemara says two terutzim. Shani Hasim, the first chilek is the kivin the kamar la'asili mishalachi command the arbi adayim dami. If he told her, I want you to make it, put the ingredients inside. So when she puts the ingredients inside, she's acting as is shliach. But it's as if it's chal already the chiv demai before she puts it inside. When she does it, adayit din afsha, that's when you have the aloch of taruvus demai. But if he's telling her to do it, and she's doing it on his behalf, the way Rashi explains it, it's as if he purchased the ingredients and asked her to put the ingredients inside, at that point it was already chalded. Rafa, Mama Rafa says a different teretz, shiny sar, the tavlin sar and tavlin are different, the letaima of it. Because being that they're there to give a taste, the taima loy bottle, right, they're spices. All the ingredients are there to give it taste. But these are spices. Spices we know in taruvas are never bottle. So a taruvas is only a chilek when the thing in the taruvas is subject to bittel. But being that spices are never subject to bittel, so yeah, it's true, it's an ingredient, but it's not subject to bittel. It's for that reason it's not going to be included. But the Gemara asks a kasha. And that is that you see from here that in the event somebody gives shchenta, Isa lefois v'kteir levashal enei choshesh l'sor v'tavon shpa. You don't have to be worried. Why do you have to be worried? So it's mavur one of two reasons. Either you don't have to be worried because it's taruvas tmai, but taruvas tmai, you don't have to be worried. And the reason to be worried is because it's you gave the ingredients, and if you gave the ingredients, it's not going to be an issue. If you told her to put the ingredients inside, then already you would have to be concerned. Why? Isn't it a taruvus of demai? So the Gemara said, to malchim. Either because being that she's doing it at your behest, it's as if you asked her to do it, it's as if you took possession of it before she actually put it in, or it's because it's spices, and spices are never bottled. But that's for sure, that if you just give her the ingredients and she gives it back to you, you don't have to be concerned that maybe she swapped out the ingredients. Where do you see that? Because if you have to be concerned that she swapped out the ingredients, that even when you give it to her and you didn't ask her to put it in, maybe there's a little bit of taruvas. And by the way, according to Raphram, who said that midi davidi letama is never bottled, even if you hold taruvas tamai, is mutter, but not in this case. So you would have a problem. The teretz is lachlufe loichashinon. But the Gemara says, is that true? I have a problem. Vatanan. And this is already a Mishnah, Mesachtis Tmai. If somebody gives his shviger dough to bake, ma'ases shu'un noisin lo. He has to give mice before he gives it to her. That shu'un noisin lo, and when he takes it back from her, he has to give meiser again. So the shviger, the only thing we need to know about her is that she's an Am Haaretz. So this shviger is an Am Haaretz that Edim, who's a younger man, is giving her the Isa. So the halach is, before he gives it to her, he has to be mafresh meiser. And then when he gets it back from her, he has to be mafresh meiser as well. Now, the reason he has to be meiser before he gives it to her, because you're not allowed to give an Am Haaretz, that's Choshen HaMaiser, is anything that is Tevel, because we're concerned that he may go ahead and eat from it. Okay, so for sure you have to be Ma'aser Eshu Noisela. That Eshu Noisela, man, you also have to be Ma'aser, because maybe she's giving you something, that's a problem. So both ways you have to do it. But the Gemara says that I understand why you would have to be Ma'aser Eshu. But if you gave the meiser, and this is something that you did, so why do you have to be meiser eshehu noitel mimena? L'chaira, we should assume that if you gave meiser before you gave it to her, so meisers were already hufrash. So if meisers were already hufrash, so there's no issue. So the mission reason him neisha chashuda, because she's a chasha that she's mechalefes hamiskalko, because maybe something's going to go bad, and if something goes bad, she's going to go ahead and she's going to be machlef. What do you see from here? You see that an Am Haaretz is chasha to be machlef. So if an Am Haaretz is chasha to be machlef, so freik the Gemara, then how could you tell me hanoisel shkanta isa lev sekuder levash? If you're going to tell me that it's avidi l'toma and you don't have the kula of taruvas demai, you should be chayish for maybe she was machlif. And what are you going to tell me? L'chlufe l'chashinon. You see from anoisin l'chamoisoy that the halach is even though you were ma'aser it before you gave it to her, but you have to be ma'aser it again when you take it back. So the Gemara says, now there it's different. They were dealing with the shviger. Hasam kide tanya taima amar Rabbi Yehuda said roitzi b'takonis bita u'boishem mechasana. Could be if she's going to bake the cake, she's going to bake the challah, it's not going to come out so geschmack, she's gonna switch it. You know why? Because she wants the good from her daughter. She doesn't care so much about the Edom, it doesn't sound like, but she's embarrassed from the Edom. But the bottom line is, now only kidding. The bottom line is, Roitzi b'takonas bita u'boisha mechsana, and it's for that reason, over there there's an issue. But the Gemara says, well, I'm a leich hashini, tell me dafka when it comes to the shviger, that's when you have this, but a regular person, and I'm already not chayesh, tum osi lachlufe, and again, that's the basis for anoisin isa, says the Gemara. But tonight we learned in another Mishnah, anoisin lepundikis, shalai, if somebody gave his pundikis, so we're dealing here with, again, a yeshiva bacher, a Talmud Chacham who was living by a pundikus. So he gave the Issa to the pundikus to go ahead and bake. Ma'aser eshundois and lavesh runoit olimeno. The same exact halacha. Mepneshach shuda mechalefes. And over here, not dealing with the shviger. There's no daughters, there's no edims, there's no bushes, there's no roitzi betakana. So what would be the pshat over here? So the Gemara says, "Not me, Muriyav Amra." Now you're dealing with a woman that is the balachsanya for a Talmud Chacham. Muriyav Amra. She's actually going to be Mereheta. She's going to say, "Barbe Rav Lechel Chamima Vane Ana Echel Karira." I want him to eat the good, and I should eat the not so good. And it's for that reason they were chayish. But ordinarily, we're not chayish. Make the Gemara one last crack. Lechalufei Lechashina, and you're so convinced. Lechalufei Lechashina. Vatani Berlin to the Brayis. Eishes Chaver Teichenes and Eishes Amaretz. An Eishes Chaver is allowed to be Teichenes. She's allowed to work in the kitchen together with an Eishes Amaretz. Bisman Shmit Me. Only when she's Tomei. Avod Le Bisman Shmit Me. Now when she's Tar. What's the reason? So again, it's hard to visualize this because we don't live in a world of Tumah V'Tahira. But once upon a time, where Tumah V'Tahira was prevalent with regards to food, so a woman that was tummy knew she wasn't allowed to touch food. If she was tar, she was allowed to touch food. To work in the kitchen together with amaret, you may be eating food that you're not allowed to eat, food that's enemosa. So says the Braisa, if the Ishes Chaver is tummy, she's not going to touch the food anyways, so it's fine. If she's tar, then already you have to be concerned because maybe she's getting. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, "Af bezman shi'itmei lo titchai." Even when she's tamei shishonim, mipnei shechavirta neisenes lo veichelas. Because even though she has her instincts to know not to touch the food, but the chavirta might give her the food, and if she gives her the food, she's going to go ahead and eat. Now, for the chavirta to go ahead and give her the food is not okay. The reason is not hers. Whose is it? This is old school. It's her husband's. So, unless the husband signs some sort of release, she has no right to go ahead and give the food. Elamai, the ishes amaretz is chashed on gzela. Freit the Gemara, hashta migzel gazla chalufe mi baya. If she's chashed on gzela, certainly she should be chashed on chalipin, on Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said that no. Lo'olam l'chalufe lo'ichashinon. Ay, why over there? Yeah? Hasam nami muryev amri oturi midishe ka'achol. This is an expression, a shar, when it's out in the field, there's a lot to eat from what it is that it's threshing. But the point is, the nimshal is that being that I'm working in the kitchen and my friend is working with me, we're allowed to eat a little bit. Well, I'm not allowed to, take something out of the pot and eat it. B'chura makes sense. You should be able to do it. Doesn't mean she's a gazlin. And if that's the case, you don't have a kal v'chomer that for sure she's chashed on chalipin. Like, she's not chashed on chalipin. And if that's the case, everything that we said was reinstated. So again, the last part of daf was a little bit of a left turn. What's the connection between the second part and the first part? Hashta behemtin shel tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevet hakol ha'yodam tzadikim atzmo le'kolshken. The Gemara told a story with Reb Zain and Reb Asi. They were once in the pundik of Yoi and they were eating beitzim amutzumakos b'yayin, or Asi was eating it. Reb Zera knew not to eat it. And he was very disappointed why Rav Asi was nichshel and ate tamay. And he said, "Oh, must be that taruvis tamay is different. Nafak tok v'ashkach." He found a braisa that taruvis tamay is different. Now, what emerged from that braisa that he found was a whole discussion whether we're chayish that the amaretz is machlef or not. Sounds like there's a couple of rayas that, yeah, the Gemara knocked them all out. At the end of the day, there were specific reasons in all those cases. But really, lachlufe, when it comes to being concerned whether or not a person would be machlif, lachlufe loy chai shinon. So as it relates to raid, just to end with, I thought two, but we'll end with one ha'ara. And that is, so the Gemara mentioned in its discussion of how the Chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinah, Rabbi Meir Beis Dinah, and then ultimately Rabbi Amir v'Rav Asiyu Beis Dinah were geyser on the Kutim, and they said that even though historically maybe we treated the Kutim as being Geirei Emes, but moving forward, Mikano Lahaba, we're going to treat them no longer as being Yid. It all started with a story where a mayor had sent his Tam Rabbi Shimon Alaza to go buy wine from the Kutim, and he's en route, and Ashkeche Ahu Saba, Amale, and Ahu Saba told him, "V'samto sakim b'loyecha im bal nefesh ata." And then he explained that Dmus Yoina Matsulem Beroish Hagrizin Shah Yoivdenoisa. And I'm telling you, don't buy from here. So Rav Shimon Elazar goes back, he tells his Rebbe Rameir, Rameir says, "Oh, I'm Chayesh Lemiyuta. Usually Chayesh Lemiyuta, Benkach Hu Benkach, Kriyum Banim, right? We always spin it positively. But it works the other way as well. I'm Chayesh Lemiyuta. And if some of the Kutim are Yivdei Avodah Zarah, he viewed all the Kutim as being Yivdei Avodah Zarah. And he said, if that's the case, we have to be Chayesh that maybe there's issues over here. And it was based on that. He was one of the tzaddikim in today's staff that made this gzeira on the Kutim that moving forward, we're not going to treat them anymore as being Yidden. Toisfis, the top Toisfis on Davav Amar Aleph says, Ashkeche Ahu Saba, Yesh Mefarshim, the Chom Makoim, Shehu Masker Ahu Saba, that every single time you find this language of Ahu Saba, who Eliyo? You want to know who Ahu Saba is? It's referring to Eliyo HaNavi. Says Toisfis, Abavi'i Efshalei Merken. You can't say like this Yesh Mefarshim. You know why? Because if you take a look at the Gemara in Perek B'mem Adlikin, Shabbos Daf Lamed Alor Amar Aleph, you can't make this up. In the story with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, over there Ahu Saba is mentioned, and there's no way in the world that that Ahu Saba is referring to Eliyahu HaNavi. So what's this Gemara? Uvda de Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, just those words, that Tosfos wants us to look up. That's a pircha on this thesis that Ahu Saba is Eliyahu HaNavi. So the Gemara over there is at the tail end of the story of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. After Reb Shimon Bar Yochai had been hiding from the Romans for 12 years and then for another year, and then finally he came out very much b'derech nes. So the Gemara says, Amr, Reb Shimon said, Hoyvus Rachesh Nisa, being that I was zoichet to such a miracle, Ezel Askin Milsa, I want to go and I want to do something. I want to give something back to the tzibur. What's the connection between meriting a miracle and Ezen Askel Milska? See, he said there's a Maisa on the similar bottom for this. The Pasuk says, Vayova Yaakov Shalim. That Yaakov came back from Padan Aram after he spent 20 years by Lavan, and he came back Shalim. Amar Rav Rav said, what does it mean Shalim? He was Shalim Begufoy, Shalim Bemamoinoi, Shalim Beteirosoi. And then the Pasuk says immediately afterwards, Vayichan Es Pnei Oir. And Amar Rav, the same Rav, went and said, that you know what he did? Matbea Tikin Lehem. He made coins. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Shvakim Tikin Lehem. He went ahead and he made streets. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Merchatzoy is tikkun lahem. So Yaakov Avinu, when he had this hergish of I want to give back Ma'oshev Lashem Kol Tag Muloi Yoloi, when he was zoichet to Vayov Yaakov Shalim, what did he do? Vayichan as Pnei Oyer. And regardless, if you learn like Rav Shmuel or the great Rabbi Yochanan, he did some sort of action that made life easier for the tzibur. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, I see from the Zayde Yaakov Avinu, that's how you react to a miracle. When you are zoichet to a miracle, you go and you're mezakeh the rabbim, even in the simplest of ways. Amar, so Reb Shimon Bar Yochai went to the Parnassim, and he told him, Ikem milsa de boi l'sakune, you need a matbeya, you need a shuk, you need a merchitz, right? I want to follow in the footsteps, in the lead of the Zayde Yaakov Avinu. Is there anything in that nature and ilk that you need? Amar Le, they told him, now that you mention it, there's an area where there's a Safik Tumah. This will start the Kayanim Lakufi. It's very hard for the Kayanim. They always have to circumvent it and they get stuck in traffic. You know, if we can address this Safik Tumah here, you'd make life a lot easier for the Kayanim. Omar, so Rav Shimon said, I'm on. He said, Ikad Inish, the Yodalis, Chazak Hacha Tyra. Is there anyone here that knows that maybe this area is Becheskes Tyra? I'm like, Ahu Saba. So Ahu Saba was there, and he told him, Kan Kitzes Ben Zakai Turmasi Truma. He says, I can tell you what I know. I know that Ben Zakai, as in Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai, he once was here and he was being Kitzes, Zaroinim of Turmasin that were Truma. And based on that, I would suggest that there's some sort of Tyra. Avadiu nami hachi. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai went and he did the same thing. And the Gemara says, Kol heichad avakoshi tare, any place that the dirt was hard, tare, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was metayer. Kol heichad avarofi, wherever it was rofi, tzayne, he was metzayin. Meaning there was a suffix tumah because they knew there was tumah in the area. The question is, where exactly was it? And he went ahead, and Rashi explains a little bit more exactly how he did this, somewhat al derech nes. But the bottom line is, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai went and he knew what to be metayer, and he knew what to be metama. Amar Ahu Saba, Ahu Saba was there, and he was melagleg on the great Tana Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. He said, Tir ben Yochai Beisak Faris. He said, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, right, whenever you refer to someone, by the way, as Ben, it's always a lashon of lag. It's funny, when the Ahu Saba said in the beginning of the Gemara, Kan Kitzeitz Ben Zakai, it didn't jump off the page. But here, where he's being melaglig on Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Tir ben Yochai Beisak Faris, you see it a little bit more, right? whenever Moshe Rabbeinu, they were chapping with him, what they referred to him as Ben Amram. But the bottom line is, Tir Ben Yochai, Beis HaKfaris, Am Aleis, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai told him, Umali lo yisa imanu, Vafilo yisa imanu, Vlo yimne yisa imanu, Yafat Oimer. You would have had a right to have said this had you not been the one that was involved and you played some sort of role in us getting to this point. You know, people are going to say, Zoynes get along with each other, even though Rashi says they're somewhat competitive with each other. Talmidei Chachamim like Kolshkein, and what Talmidei Chachamim are not noyeh kovid zeh bezeh, Yoav Be'enei, he looked at him, did Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, v'noch nafshei, and Ahu Sava died on the spot. Which, by the way, this is interesting, because we know the story of Lag Ba'omer is related to Leinagu Kovid Zeh Bezeh. That's from the Rabbi Akiva, the Talmidov perspective. Here you see the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is related also. Zoynos mefarchasoy zuazu talmidei chachamim loy kolshkein. You're not being noy Kovid Zeh Bezeh, just a knetch. But the bottom line is, menoch nafshe dahu sabah, says Tosfos. How could it be that the Eish Mefarshim hold the chomokim shu masker ahu sabah hu eliyo? It's impossible. You know why it's impossible? Because you see right here, from this maisa, there's no way this Ahu Saba, who was Malagli Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who ended up getting the misa of Yov Be'enei V'noch Nafshei, can't be Eliyahu Hanavi. It's impossible. So Tosfos, this is a pircha on this Yesh Mefarshim, which is interesting, because this Yesh Mefarshim is quoted a lot, certainly in our Chabura, but really, it's almost a misquote. Because if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos starts off Yesh Mefarshim the Chabagul Shul Maska Ahu Sabu Eliyahu V'ef Shaloi Merkein, boom, with one sheist, Tosfos knocks out this whole hypothesis, and Tosfos has a Gemara that's L'chayru checkmate, stating that if you take a look at the Chidah in his Sefer Pesach Einayim, it's on the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled, the Chidah says that even though Tosfos knocked out this Yesh Mefarshim, but Tosfos did not mean to say that because of this Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Daled, Ahu Saba is never Eliyahu Hanavi. All Tosfos meant to say was that the Yesh Mefarshim said the Chol Mokoyim Shehu Masker Ahu Saba Hu Eliyahu. That I know is not true. Follow Chabad Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Daled, where for sure Ahu Saba is not Eliyahu Hanavi. But does that mean it's never Eliyahu Hanavi? Zok Techida 100%. That's not the case. I saw in the Netzutzei Or on Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled. So, Rav Reuven Margolis is mitzayim to a Medrash HaNelam. This is in Zohar Chadash. It's in Parshas Lech Lecha. It's on Daf Chof Hei, all the way in the bottom of Amar Aleph. Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, Pogabe be'Eliyahu b'diyukno de Saba Chada. Mefurish Zohar Chadash. He saw Eliyahu Hanavi and he looked like a Saba Chada. Looked like a Hu Saba. That's what it means. But the bottom line is, so for sure there's a Mekor to the sinyan of a Hu Saba being Eliyahu Hanavi. All Tosfos meant to be Madcha was the Chomakim Shumaskir, a Hu Saba, Eliyahu. That can't be, because connected that, we have a Mefurish Gemara. Interesting for sure that a Lag BaOmer, for sure for Archabur, that's one daf ahead. You have a mention of Uvda de Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and even Ahu Saba, which clearly played a role in the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Truth is that Eliyahu Hanavi makes another appearance in that sugya, Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel, Daf Lamed Daled, in the Uvda of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara says that after Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was in hiding together with his son, Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, they were there for 12 years. Isfu treisa shni b'marasa. They spent 12 years in the ma'ara. Os Eliyahu Navi came. V'kam apischa de marasa. And he stood at the entranceway of the ma'ara. Omar, he said, man loyde l'bar yoichai. The miskeser batel gzerta. Who is going to notify bar yoichai that the keser died and this point, it's free to leave. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, they're in the ma'ara. Eliyahu Navi's right in the front. They heard it. Nafku, and they left. Again, Eliyahu Hanavi playing a role in the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But I want to share with you a ha'ara, a lulei de mistafina de ha'ara, but just to be makdim, and that is, I saw in the Sefer Shari Zoyer from Hagoyin Rav Reuven Margolis. So the Sefer Shari Zoyer is where Rav Reuven Margolis cross-references different mamorim that we have in Nigla together with Nista. So it's on this Gemara, Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. Os Eliyahu kama pischa de marasa. So, Rav Reuven Margolis, this idea that you find Eliyahu Hanavi was standing at the Pesach is a theme that you'll notice, you're going to find very often. Melachim Aleph, Perik Yotes, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayikishmoya Eliyo. Vayolet Ponov Ba'adartoi. Vayetse, Vayamoy Pesach Hamo'oro. Vihine Elov Koil, Vayomer Malachafoy Eliyo. So where is Eliyo and Avi standing? Vayomoy Pesach Hamo'oro. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. This is one of the very, very first Gemaras in Shas. Tanya, Rabbi Yosi said, I was once traveling on the road. V'nichnasti l'churva achas michurvas Yerushalayim, and I entered one of the churvas of Yerushalayim l'spalel to daven. Bo'liyo zochel atoiv, Eliyahu Navi zochel atoiv came. V'shamar li al haPesach, and he waited for me by the Pesach of the Ma'ariv. V'himtim li'ad shesiyamti tefilo, l'achas shesiyamti. And the Gemara tells the whole story. But where was Eliyahu Navi standing? Where was he waiting? He was waiting for him by the Pesach of the Ma'ara. Another famous, famous Gemara. Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Chesamar Aleph. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ashkoch Leliyo, Daf Ikaimi Apischo de Ma'arta de Rabbi Shimon Bayechoi. Yeshua ben Levi saw Eliyahu HaNavi, and he was weird. He was at the Pesach of the Ma'ara of Rabbi Shimon Bayechai, and he asked him, "Am I Asino La'alma Da'asi? Right? Am I going to be Zoichat Olam Haba?" And then he told him, "Emas Asi Moshiach." So he told him, "Go ask him." And by the way, where was Moshiach? Veicha Yosef. He told him, "Apischa de Karta." He's at the entranceway of the city of Rome. But where was Eliyahu HaNavi? Eliyahu HaNavi again was at the entranceway of a Ma'ara. Which Ma'ara? The entranceway of the Ma'ara of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Ma'ara in Meiron. There's a Medrash Mishle. This is Perik Tes. This is talking about after the Ptira of Rabbi Akiva. Be'oliyahu. Va'amad al Pesach Beisai, shal Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi. He was standing al Pesach Beisai, shal Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi. This is a Zohar Chodesh in Parshas Kisavai. Daf Nun Tes. Ad Hachi Asa Eliyahu Zal. Chami. Debocha. Ad Hachi Avar Chadrucha. Va'afrishlan. The Solik Eliyo Gav Gilgal de Nurav Ishtar Rab Shimon Ubachi Vadmuch Apischa de Marasa Ad Hochios Eliyo. He was standing by the Pesach of the Ma'ara, Rab Shimon, and who shows up to meet Rab Shimon by the Pesach of the Ma'ara? Eliyo Anavi. And again, Omar, he said, Kum Rab Shimon, Ita Mishnascha, Zaka Kulkacha, Zmam is a real Rashbi Meron de Gezayer. But the bottom line is, where does Eliyahu HaNavi see Rab Shimon Bayechai? He saw in the Pesach of the Mar. So it says Rabbi Margolis, Kedarke, this is classic Rabbi Margolis. So you have a Gemara over here, Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel, where the Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi was able to. He was the one that was notified. He came with the Pesach Tovus to Rav Shimon Bayechai, Blas Rav Shimon, to come out of the Ma'ara. So where did he go to him? He stood on the Pesach and he just made this Hachroza. He just made the sakhrasa. He didn't walk in. He stood at the Pesach. Zog, Rabbi Margolis, take a look at Malachim Aleph Yutes that he's standing by the Pesach of a Ma'ara. And take a look at Brochus Tav Gimel, he's by the Pesach of the Churva. And take a look in Sanhedrin Tav Tzadik Ches, where again he's at the Pesach of the Ma'ara of Rabbi Shimon Bayechai in Meiron. And take a look at Medrash Mishlei Perik Tes, where he's standing by the Pesach, the door of Yeshua Garsi. And take a look at that fire, the Gezoyer Chodosh, where he goes to Rabbi Shimon Bayechai and he tells him, wake up from your sleep, you know what a schus you're going to have. And again, where is he? He's at the Pesach. So you see there, Eliyahu HaNavi always appears by a Pesach. Ad kan l'shoynes. I just had one hergish, and maybe this is a little bit emes, I don't know. But either way, we know that by the Leil HaSeder, the minig is that when we say Shvoich HaMoschel HaGoyim, so we go and we open up the door. We open up the door. Now, why do we open up the door? So the Pashup Shat, the reason that we open up the door is because brought down a Shulchan Aruch, it's to show that it's Leil Shimurim. And being that it's Leil Shimurim and Amazikin, usually you wouldn't open up your door in the middle of the night, but we open up our door to show Leil Shimurim. Now we do it when we pour the fourth kais, it's Yidua, from the Beis HaLevi. He said, because four is really Zugas, and the Gemara asks the Kasha, you do Zugas? We never do Zugas. There it is, Leil Shimurim and Amazikin. So when you're Moizgin Kais Revi, that's the appropriate time to show that today is a Leil Shimurim, but Al Kaponim, that's what the Yid does. But Avada, we know from all the Chassidus Shesvarim that the Inyan of opening up the door by Shvoich HaMoschel HaGoyim is being Maskel Eliyahu HaNavi. And not just that, the Tzaddikim used to go to the door and they used to greet Eliyahu HaNavi. And that's this Inyan that people was Zoichat to give Eliyahu by the Leil HaSeder related to the Kaishal Eliyahu. But it always bothered me. You have to open the door for Eliyahu HaNavi. However Eliyahu HaNavi got
from the West Coast to the East Coast, he'll figure out a way to get into your dining room. What's Parshat Pshat? Elyonov is traveling all over the world. By the way, it's not a litzanus. We know the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva says, how's he allowed to go chutz l'tchum? This is a real thing. He's traveling, he's getting miles, he's flying all over the place. So you have to walk him into the house. Mechateisi. Mechateisi. Well, okay, it's a nice thing. You have a chashav a guest, you greet him. That's the Parshat Pshat. But you're not allowed him out. Right? You're not allowed him out. So why do you greet him in if you're not allowed him out? But it could be there's an oymek. Because you know where Eliyahu HaNavi is. Eliyahu HaNavi is a pischa de besa. He always appears by the Pesach. Shvaycha moschel agoyim. You go to the Pesach of your bias and you hope that you're going to be zoycha to see Eliyahu HaNavi, who's going to be mevas and psuris toivis. Yeah, I just want to end with one thing. Ahusaba comes up a lot in Shas, right? Ahusaba, right? Comes up all the time. We always give it a shout out. So we know it comes out all the time. I looked in the Toldos Tanan Vameiran. This is under Samach, Erech Saba. He counts all the times that you find Ahu Sab in Shas. Brachas Dav Hei, Brachas Dav Ches, Brachas Mem Gimel, Shabbos Chav Gimel, Shabbos Lamed Dalet, Shabbos Tzadik Hei, Shabbos Kuf Yotes, Shabbos Kuf Mem Aleph, Psochem Tes Vav, Nun Nun Gimel, Sukkah Nun Beis, Tainus Chav Aleph, that's the story with Ilf and Rabbi Yochanan, Chagiga Chav Hei, Ksuba Samach Beis, that's with Rabbi Akiva and his wife, Gittin Ayin Vav, Kedushin Yud Beis, Kedushin Ayin Aleph, Bava Basrayin Hei, Sanhedrin Dav Kuf, Voidazar Lamed Zayin, Makis Yud Aleph, Makis Yud Tes, Vachem Yud Beis, Menachas Chav Ches, Lamed Zayin, Mem Gimel, Chulin Dav Vav, today's Dav, Chulin Chav Ches, Kuf Chav Aleph, Nida Dav Ches, Nida Dav Tes, and Nida Dav Chav Zayin. Count it. You know how many times it says Ahu Sab in Shas? Can't make it up. It says it 33 times in Shas. I don't know. But either way, Ahu Saba plays a role in the story of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Eliyahu HaNavi plays a role in the story of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Ahu Saba is Eliyahu HaNavi. And like the Chidah said, that even though Taisus was doichet, but Taisus just meant to say it's not kol makom. But avad, Ahu Saba is Eliyahu HaNavi. And today, on the 30th day of the Omer, we counted 33 days in the Omer. The 33 day Ahu Sabas, we should be Zeicha, that Ahu Saba, Eliyahu HaNavi, should be Megal himself on the Pesach of all of our Batim. And it should be Mevasa Psuris Toivis, the Pius Goyal Tzedek, the Meir B'Yameinu Ameva Ame.